Mr. Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Ritz for CCR to House Bill 1330.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1330 by Ritz of the House and Brogdon of the Senate, an act relating to the state capitol and capitol building.
Representative Ritz, you're recognized to explain Senate amendments to House Bill 1330.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, the conference committee met to restore title. I move to adopt House Bill 1330.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions on adoption of the CCR? Representative Brown, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you. Representative Ritz, I just want to be clear in this. Out of the conference committee report, the Senate amendments that were adopted in the Senate are not adopted in this conference committee report that we are voting on today. Am I correct?
You are correct. The Senate amendments were rejected by the House a week ago, and we're restoring title today.
Representative Brown, for follow-up.
Okay. The language that the Senate proposed is not in this conference committee report, correct?
That's correct.
Representative Kennedy for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, help me understand on the summary, it talks about potential legal costs. Would you articulate why that's put in the summary?
Thank you for that question, Representative from Haskell County. The Conference Committee report, basically, and the report that I guess you're referring to, is the engrossed copy where your party requested that we put in the Attorney General or his designee or the Liberty Legal Institute, which defended the Texas Ten Commandment monuments free of charge.
Representative Kennedy, for follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So, as a potential constitutional amendment, will that be articulated in the explanation that there will be likely a constitutional challenge to something that would be in the Constitution?
Thank you for your question, Representative. I'm not sure whether there'll be a constitutional challenge.
Representative McDaniel for a question.
Thank you. Representative Ritz, I want to make sure. Is the version we're voting on today, is that the one that you presented in committee? Is that right, in the General Government Committee?
Thank you, Representative McDaniel. That is the version today is what was presented on the House floor that passed 88-6.
Representative McDaniel, for a follow-up.
I wanted to make sure, because I was thinking that we had taken, this sets up, it asks for a committee to review this and the design and the upkeep. Is that still in there? Is that right?
Representative, you can read it. It's basically 2.5 pages on the engrossed copy of your today's report.
Representative Kennedy for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Okay. On page 3, would you help me understand what you mean? On lines 3, 4 through 5, it says placement of this monument shall not be construed to mean that the state of Oklahoma favors, et cetera, et cetera. I need an explanation, if you would. What is a denomination according to this bill?
Thank you, Representative from Haskell County. The language in this is the same language that passed the Texas Supreme Court challenge in the Van Orden versus Perry.
Representative Kennedy for a follow-up.
Okay, so help me understand. Is there a potential for some radical element defining themselves as a denomination that may take offense at this and therefore be contrary to the wording?
I couldn't tell you. Thank you for your question. I couldn't tell you what radical elements are out there. The language that is in this is the Van Orden versus Perry that passed the Supreme Court test on the Texas monument.
Representative Kern for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pardon my voice, but for a couple of questions. Representative Ritz, do you believe there's historical precedents for the Ten Commandments in state government and our national government?
Thank you, Representative Kern. Yes, I do. And the Ten Commandments basically goes back 3,500 years in history, where we get our law from English law. English law gets their law from Roman law, and Roman law gets their law from Mosaic law. Yes, there is. Thank you.
Representative Kern for a follow-up.
Thank you. Would you be, are you aware that James Madison, who is called the father of our Constitution, made this statement? He said, "We have staked the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future of all of our political institutions upon the capacity of mankind for self-government, upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves, to control ourselves, to sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God." Were you aware he had made that statement?
Representative, yes. Thank you.
Representative McDaniel. Jeannie, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you. Bear with me, Representative Ritz. I'm trying to get back to what this says. I thought we have now put back in the Liberty Legal Institute for Defense. Is that correct? I'm reading from the bill. It's your bill.
Representative, yes, that was put back in at the request of some of the members on the your side of the aisle.
Representative McDaniel for a follow-up.
One other follow-up. And I think this is good. I think you've added in here the State Capital Preservation Commission is authorized to assist with the location and the placement and the design. And I think we talked about in that committee, that is a good thing to include the State Preservation Commission. This is an enhancement. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, Representative Tulsa, it is.
Okay. Representative Dank for a question.
Representative, I have that hangs in my office an original cartoon from Jim Lang, who recently passed away and for years was the cartoon artist for the Daily Oklahoman. And it's got a little boy standing there with a caption that says, "Suffer the little children." And the little boy is saying, "One nation under bleep." And I want to know, is that where you think this nation's headed? In this state, with opposition to such things as the Ten Commandments being here on the Capitol grounds?
Representative, I hope our nation is not headed in that direction, but I was reminded by one of the members of the Senate that it passed 39-6 in the Senate, this bill did, that we need to have something to remind us every day of where we get our history and our law. Thank you.
Seeing no additional questions, Representative Ritz moves adoption of a CCR. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1330 by Ritz of the House and Brogdon of the Senate, an act relating to the state capitol and capitol building.
Representative Ritz moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Terrell votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Hilliard votes aye. Representative Ombe votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Representative Jett, Representative DeWitt, Representative Jackson, Representative Treblecock, Representative Shoemate, Representative McMullen, Representative Wesselhoft, Representative McCaffrey, Representative Roan, Representative Russolo, Representative Shelton. Declare the vote.
83 aye, 2 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed.